It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. It's Monday, which means the Brandon Graham Show will be here live from Chickie's at 6. Then the Players Lounge, BG Show, me, ESP, and BG. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, the newly popular in Philadelphia, Tanner McKee. 6'6", big boy Tanner McKee is.
Backup quarterback.
So Donovan McNabb will join us momentarily. Donovan's call always brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We will bring you Donovan as soon as we get Donovan. Until then, Tony in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you, fellas? Happy New Year to you.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Tony?
Listen, Happy New Year to you.
I got three quick comments. I'll be as brief as I can. First of all, I think the offense, the Eagles will be solid both in the running and passing game. But I think more than anything, the defense is going to be so disruptive, they won't allow Love to get in any type of rhythm the whole game. And I think Devontae Smith said it best in his interview last week. He said about the fans, he said, "We hear you." That 12th man means everything. And I think the fans are going to be out of their mind. They're going to go berserk. Although I would like to see Dotson in the offense a little bit more, I think they win this game by about 14 points. And finally, Ike, I need a favor.
Yo.
And I know you boys love college football. I want you to look at Texas. I want you to keep your eyes on this safety named Andrew Makuba from Texas, number 4.
Yeah.
I know it's early for the draft. I'm just saying, keep your eyes on him, okay? I think he's the best safety in this draft.
Well, damn, you don't like our safeties?
No. I want to say no. I think Blankenship comes up and sticks, and he sticks a lot, but he gets lost in pass coverage when he called to go into pass coverage.
Yep.
But I think Makuba is undoubtedly what we need. So
okay.
I don't want to go too far ahead, but they win this week by 14.
Oh, you think? Oh, you're talking about the Eagles win this week?
14.
Eagles win by 14.
He said.
Well, yeah, I said 31-17.
Yeah, well, that's 14 as well. Tony, your lips to God's ears. As far as getting – thank you for the call. As far as getting Dotson more involved, no.
We have problems getting – that's the last thing we need.
We have problems getting Devontae and AJ involved. I think the thing that we could see with Dotson yesterday is not about – that we should throw him the ball more. We have wide receivers ahead of him that we can throw the ball. I think more than anything, it is a – because they traded a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson. Mm-hmm. That was not a cheap trade. I think looking back on it, if Dotson is – because he's under team control, I think, for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
The positive is from yesterday, oh, look, he can play.
Yep.
Like, he can play. And when the offense has been the way it has been, so run-heavy, that you just don't have an opportunity to see the third wide receiver very often. I also think that seeing him yesterday, it does give you, you know, knock on wood that Devontae or A.J. doesn't get hurt, and nobody's replacing A.J. Brown. But you look at a guy who might have to slide up, and is he capable of playing a more meaningful role if he needs to?
Yeah.
You see him yesterday and be a little more confident in that than you were previously.
Oh, no doubt, man. I was encouraged by that. I was encouraged by Jahan Dotson yesterday because he's going to be here. He's going to be our number 3 receiver next year. They don't give up a third-round draft pick and all of a sudden cut the guy. And like you said, we have him under control. He's going to get a full offseason to get into the playbook, to get used to playing with Jalen. And quite frankly, and I said this early in the year, Spike, when we talked about Saquon and his touches and what it's going to mean next year, the passing game has to be better next year. It just does. This is not the offense the Eagles envision running when they brought in Kellen Moore. It's just not. You don't pay receivers the way that we pay receivers and run the ball 30 times a game. So we're gonna ride Saquon the way we need to this year, Pauls, to get through this season. But believe me, it was more out of necessity than it was anything else. I think next year the passing game has to be better and has to take pressure off of Saquon and the workload that he has. Because coming off the amount of touches he had this year, You can't expect him to be this next year.
Especially if we go on a run.
Yeah, he's still got 3-4 more games we're looking to play.
We play 3 games. He touches the ball 25 times a game. He ends up being, maybe if we play 4 games.
Yeah, you'll get, at least 100 more touches.
So he ends up well over 400 touches. Yeah. There is no, because we had the caller earlier talking about Saquon rushing for 2,000 yards again. There's no way they're going to do that. There's no way you can count on Barkley, A, to be as effective, B, even get hurt. And the other thing is, and this is the start of your point, is they are too talented in their pass catchers. And I'm not just talking about A.J. and Devontae, but Goddard, I imagine Goddard's not here, but even Grant Calcaterra can catch the ball. Yeah. You don't invest all of that money and assets when you're talking about a draft pick. And I know this has worked for us this year, but this offense can score more points than it does if the pass game is more effective. They ended up at 26.5 or 27 points a game. They can score more, and if you're able to pass more, and then, by the way, maybe we get a third year out of Saquon.
That's what I was
Barkley.
Just getting ready to say. You want to extend Saquon's career. You don't want it to just be a 2-year Eagle career. You want to sort of dial back on some of these touches so that he can play longer.
Right.
And the way that you do that is by being able to move the ball 15, 20, 30 yards at a time through the air. Our passing game has to be much better next year. Jalen has to be much better as a passer next year. The passing game just has to be better next year.
And that's one of those things where we've heard a lot about, well, first year in the system, and okay.
Right.
Okay, I don't completely buy it, but I'll take it as a consideration with this.
Yeah.
But next year won't be the first
year
in the system.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
They have to be a better passing team. And every time you say they have to be a better passing team, somebody says, well, you don't want to throw the ball 38, 40 times. Nobody's saying to throw the ball 38 or 40 times.
No.
They just have to be more effective. And the balance has – when you look, Green Bay runs the ball a lot, mm-hmm. right? They run the ball 52% of the time. We run the ball a lot. We run the ball 59.5% of the time.
Yeah.
You can be a run-heavy team. Look at Baltimore, run-heavy team, runs the ball 52% of the time. You can be a run-heavy team without being as overboard as we've been this year.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean – they run the ball 52% of the time, and Lamar still threw for over 4,000 yards
right.
and almost 40 touchdowns.
Right. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think he's going to win MVP?
You know what? I think he deserves it, but Josh Allen deserves it too.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
No, I don't either. I think Lamar has had the more impressive year if you look at numbers. But he also has more help than Josh Allen has.
Right.
And so I think Josh Allen is doing more with less. Whereas Lamar, man, when you see that he added Derrick Henry, look where it took his numbers to. He won an MVP last year throwing, what, 23 touchdowns?
Yep.
I wasn't even impressed with Lamar Jackson last year when he won.
And then he comes and has the best passing season of
yes,
his career.
I mean, my goodness. Listen, I'm rarely wrong when I evaluate quarterbacks. I'm rarely wrong.
But
might have been wrong about this one.
About
Lamar Jackson, yeah. Might have been wrong about that one.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, Donovan McNabb, joins us now.
I wasn't wrong about him, though. I wasn't wrong about that guy.
He's always got your back, D. Donovan.
That's right.
Yeah. I did hear him say he's never really wrong when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks. That was kind of entertaining to me. Yeah.
Come on, Five.
But you know what? You're absolutely right. But you also got to add in to the dynamic ability that he brought to that offense, you know, out there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It wasn't what we're seeing now, but it's his second year in his offense.
Right.
You know, when they brought the new coordinator over, it was supposed to be more the college style, spread it around, but they don't have the receivers. Now he has Zay Flowers in his second season in the offense, Bateman in his second season, Andrews and Lively. So they're all elevated their game. And Lamar is just killing it right now.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know which conference has the better teams overall, but when you look at quarterbacks, the AFC with Mahomes and Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson all at the same time, and the NFC really doesn't measure up from a quarterback standpoint, I don't think. That's a
Not
lot
yet.
Of talent.
Not yet.
Not
no,
yet.
That's a lot of talent over there.
Yep. It's funny you say that because Patrick Mahomes is having a down season.
Right.
And so you're talking about the quarterbacks of the AFC, and then compared to the NFC, I mean, Baker Mayfield's having a great season.
Yep.
You know, to Jared Goff, to, if you look at statistically, you know, Jalen was up there with everyone else with his numbers, but it just wasn't the splash until, you know, obviously complaining for The Rock or whatever it may be. So all of a sudden we started spreading it around. And so I just think when it comes down to the NFC, it's different because it's more team ball. And then in the AFC, it's the quarterback just making miraculous plays.
Yeah.
Well, and in Burrow's case, the team has such a bad defense, they got to throw the ball 50 times a game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Donovan, not a lot to discuss from the game yesterday specifically, but Tanner McKee got a full game in and looked pretty good. Curious what you thought of McKee's performance yesterday.
Well, I thought he did a great job of just in the short week of being able to elevate himself into the number one role, playing with guys that he did scout team with. So, you know, I thought he did a fairly great job of being able to sit in the pocket, deliver strikes. He was throwing dimes out there. And so I was impressed by what I seen. Now, for a long period of time, I don't know, but I was just impressed by what he was able to do in a short period of time.
Some of the other players that got a little run yesterday, Will Shipley did, Jahan Dotson did, Anaya Smith, anything. Dotson specifically with 100 yards. What did you think of his performance yesterday? We don't get to see him very much get featured the way that he did yesterday.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we're talking about – this is that preseason game that they took out. You know, so we would have got a chance to see some of these guys in preseason 3, preseason 4. But now you get blowouts and you get opportunity to play. These guys have had a whole season of getting scout team reps, being able to showcase what they can do, and now it's their turn. So I was excited for that opportunity for those guys because everyone focuses on the starters. It's the guys that prepare the starters each and every week that you want to see out there and be able to make these plays.
Well, you were right. That was the fourth preseason game yesterday. That's exactly how I treated it. I treated it like it was the fourth preseason game. We got the Packers next week, 5, and we'll know more about Jalen, I guess, Wednesday as to whether or not he's been able to have been cleared through protocol. But I wonder from your perspective, having not been, because he hasn't even been able to, like, practice or throw the ball, I don't imagine. I'm wondering how does that impact a quarterback when you haven't had the ability to throw the ball around, get some timing down with your receivers for almost 3 weeks. How does that impact you going into a game?
Well, I think the more the impact is, has he been in the meetings and been able to focus? You know, when it comes to concussions, you know, a lot of the guys kind of see Dotson. You know how it is. Like, guys got to sit in the meeting room with sunglasses on because the lights are affecting them. Headaches. They got to lay down. You know, when has he kind of overcome that part of it?
Right.
Where he could sit in the meetings and be able to, you know, go over the install, write stuff down, you know, visualize it. And so that's more the big question than getting out on the field, because getting out on the field is like riding a bike. Okay. But I think for him, it's just, when has he kind of overcome that hurdle of being able to focus in and be able to be his normal self again?
Yeah.
We ended up with Green Bay rather than Washington. How much of a bigger test do you think Green Bay is compared to Washington?
Well, I mean, experienced quarterback. Now losing their top receiver is going to hurt them with the ACL injury. I believe. I don't think it will hurt him as much because he's been hurt pretty much a lot the last couple of years. If they get Dobbs back, that again, that's another weapon for him on the offensive end. But I like what Jordan Love has continued to do. He's progressed. He's gaining confidence. Offensively, they've done some good things. They've done some things where they stalled a little bit in games, and then late in games, they kind of picked things up to make it more competitive. So it really all depends on how they start out. Matt LaFleur, he's another one of these young-minded, you know, offensive gurus that have really done a great job of calling plays and putting this quarterback in a great position. So it's going to be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball. But defensively, I think we got to create pressure. We got to set the rundown. I mean, it's going to be hard, but we got to find a way to limit him to get less than 85 yards rushing. And then, of course, Jordan Love to throw the ball 35, 40, 5 times a game.
When you look at the NFC, Got a chance to watch Minnesota and Detroit last night. You look around the NFC. How do you think the Eagles sort of stack up when you look at these other teams?
Well, I think still we're either 1A or 1B with Detroit. I think the number two team in that regard would be probably the Vikings. Three, I think Tampa Bay has really continued to emerge in that regard. But, Detroit looked good, man. Like, even though they got so many guys on IR, it's like the walking wounded over there.
Yeah.
But they find a way. And offensively, you got to – people tend to throw Jared Goff to the wolves because of what happened with the Rams. But he's changed his whole dynamic, man. He's changed his whole resume, his future, and then the weapons around him has been unbelievable. So I just think if we get past this round here with Green Bay, and then we'll start throwing Vikings, you know, Tampa, maybe Washington, depending on what happened to that game, Minnesota. So it's going to be a challenge all the way through, but I still see us coming out and being in the NFC championship, at least the NFC championship.
All right, Donovan, two quick ones before we let you go. You've seen them both play a full game. Let's say they're both healthy. Who do you pick as your backup quarterback, Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett, the playoffs?
Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
I've always liked Kenny Pickett at Pitt. But these ribs, I'm telling you, I've had that injury. That rib injury, that lasts and it lingers. And so just when you think you're fine, it's a sudden movement that you make that kind of brings you back.
And then last one.
Cheap shot from Greg Favors. I ain't forgot.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
And then last one. The Saquon thing. So after the game's over, do you look at the Giants-Eagles game and look at how the Giants sort of laid down? And is your reaction man, we should have played Saquon? Or do you look at the injuries around the league, Watson's injured, Zay Flowers injured, and say, we made the right decision? Does which one of those strikes you the day after the game?
More of the injuries.
Okay.
Listen, records are made to be broken. It looks good. But you go in there, and all of a sudden, you break the record, get excited, and the next carry, something happens. Now we're all kicking ourselves in the foot. And then everybody's getting mad at Nick Sirianni for making that move. And that's kind of what you want to avoid. So I think it was a great move, right move. Right now, Baltimore, they're upset. They're upset. I don't even know why they even played that game, to be honest with you.
I think they still had the division on the
mind. But, I mean, they should have. They already had that game won.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get in. Do
I think
your
they were 20-point favorites yesterday.
Were
Baltimore
they?
Were, yeah. But the time he came on off, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Donovan. Well, hopefully when we talk to you a week from today, we'll be talking about a win and preparing for the second playoff game. So,
I'm expecting that.
Well,
so
that's
right. If you're trying to talk it into existence, I'm going to support you on that.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it,
thanks,
brother.
Look, I have great respect for Donovan McNabb, mm-hmm. which is why when he puts – we talk about the quarterbacks – and he says Jalen's numbers as good as those other guys in the AFC. I just let it go.
Well,
I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
Because it's not true, but I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
He's a Jalen guy. I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because if he doesn't say that, then it's a story in this
right.
town.
Right. Yes. Yes. He knows. He knows. 215-592-9494. Keith in Ben Salem. You're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Keith?
I guess Fritz is on maternity leave.
Yes.
He is.
Imagine that.
Yeah. He
had
birth.
Well, I guess it was a rough C-section for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to put that in there. Excellent. I agree with Ike Reese.
Yep.
Ike, I love you.
Thank you.
You're a tough man.
Yep.
I love men. Not, well, that sounds
pause.
Bad,
yeah. I know.
Man. Yeah, I
is
like
what it is.
We don't
you know,
judge.
Whatever. Yeah.
See, that one. Like, really?
Just combobulated now.
I mean, it's like, you know, whatever you're into is cool. It's cool with us. We're a welcoming show.
But the point is that you go for the record. You go because you go for what you can attain in life, No one should be able to hold back what you can attain in life. And when you're held back, that just drives me crazy. Because when someone makes the decision for you, I just don't understand it.
I think my conviction in doing this got even stronger after Saquon spoke. And you can hear the disappointment in his voice. And when he talked about his father wanting him to go for
His
name, it could be attached to the name forever. That's when I really was like, oh, man, we should have went for it.
Saquon's dad can relax. we don't ask the dads. We're not asking Kenny Pickett's dad or Tanner McKee's dad. Nobody's dad gets to make choices around here. Trust me.
See, the point is, though, it's like when you're on a stage as big as that stage, like I'm a union carpenter, right? I'm a good poor guy. I strive to be the best carpenter I could ever be. I could never get to the accolade or anything from anybody else. And when you get on that stage, come on, man. If someone's going to hold you down, I'm great.
So if Keith, if he got hurt, how would you feel today? Would you feel like it was worth it? Or if Lane Johnson got hurt, or if Jordan Mailata got hurt, or if Cam Jurgens got hurt, do you feel like it would have been worth it?
The thing is, I think at one point in your life, if you strive to be the best, injuries part or whatever, I get it. Listen, I came off the ladder. I hurt my knee, right? It took me out for 6 months. It's going to happen. But the thing is, I want the chance. That's all I want. I want the chance.
Keith, I'm going to force you to answer the question. So let's say Saquon played yesterday and the offensive line played yesterday. And let's say either Jordan Mailata or Lane Johnson or, God forbid, any of them, Saquon Barkley, they have an injury that will keep them out for 3 weeks. You're going to call today and say it was the right decision to play them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Keith. Say yes.
The thing is, Spike.
Yeah.
They get paid a lot of money to
do
what they do.
I don't care. I'm asking you a question.
And guess what?
Keith, you could pay Saquon Barkley $1 billion, and his ACL or his hamstring do not care how much money he's making. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money they're making. I'm asking you again for the third time, and I know you're going to answer me this time. If Lane or Jordan or Cam Jurgens or Saquon Barkley tore their ACL or even something that pulled a hamstring yesterday and was unable to play against Green Bay, you would call me up on Monday and say it was the right decision to play them for the record.
I do, because that's their job.
There you go.
That is their
there
job.
There you go.
That's what
would
they
not.
Do.
Wait, listen, when you, you are convicted, you live with the results, man. You can't go back. You live with the results. Here's what I wouldn't have done, Spike.
Yeah.
I would have been on the radio the next day defending Nick Sirianni's decision. I wouldn't have been turncoat and said, fire the guy. How dumb of a decision was that?
Thank you for the call, Keith.
After I preached all week that they should break the record. I can't then come on afterwards and then rip the guy. I would not have done that.
I agree. And as a Nick guy, I would have crushed him.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have absolutely crushed the organization. I would have.
Yeah, because you were on that side
on
from
that
the
side.
Beginning.
Right.
You were
yes,
on that side
absolutely.
From the beginning. I'm just saying I would, as bad as I would have felt about it, and I would have. I'm not telling you I would not have felt bad, and I would have said that it sucked and all of that, but I still would have said, you know what, at least they went for it. At least they went for it. Like that, like I'm just being honest with
you. Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I would have had to say.
Yes, you
I can't. I can't.
Yes.
I can't come on the next day and then be like, oh no, they shouldn't have done it.
You would have become a real Kenny Gainwell believer. You would have been on my side.
Oh boy, we'd have been down with Kenny G.
We've
been down with Kenny G.
All right,
can we get a rolled ankle? Do we have to have a torn ACL?
Well,
or
that's
something?
Why I backed off. I said a hamstring.
I said a hamstring.
But Christian Watson tore his ACL.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's true.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles made a mistake not playing Saquon yesterday?
I bet the Eagles thought they were done with this.
No, they're never going to be done with it, especially if they don't win the Super Bowl. And are you more nervous or confident going into the Green Bay game? 215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, two things. First, Ike, I want you to rank the rank the regular seasons, 04 Eagles, 2017 Eagles, 2022 Eagles, and 2024 Eagles. And there is a head coach, or not a head coach, a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles who may get a head coaching interview with one of the openings.
Ooh.
There is a request for an interview with one of our coaches.
Ooh.
So we'll give you that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You can watch all the Eagles playoff action, the official sports bar of the Eagles. That's Chickie's and Pete's. Find the one closest to you at chickiesandpetes.com.